Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in the fifth parak of Maseches Yoma, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. So the Mishnah talks about the place where the Kohen Gadol would put down the shovel of coals, and he would burn the Ketores in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Mishanatal Aaron, once the Nevuzradan, the general from Bavel, destroyed the first base of Mikdash, and there was no longer an Aaron, meaning the entire Tkufa of Bayis Sheni, they didn't have an Aaron in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So where would he put down the shovel of coals? So Evanai Sashami Most Nevi'im Arishonim, they just had a rock there that had been discovered before the Beis HaMikdash was built, and it was there from the days of the Nevi'im Harishonim. Nevi'im Harishonim refers to David and Shmuel. So this was the Evan that was, this was Nevin Shasiya. It was naturally built, it was naturally embedded in that location. So it was even before the Beis HaMikdash was built that it was there. Ushsiya Hesan Nikres, this Evan was called Shasiya. Shasiya means it was like a foundational stone that was just natural to that area. Gavoh minaretz shalosh etzba'os, and it stuck above ground by three etzba'os. Valeha, you know, saying, and the Kohen Gadol will put the shovel of coals on that Evan Shasiya rather than in between the Aron, because there was no Aron anymore. So there's no in between the bottom of the Aron to put it. Now, while the Kohen Gadol was doing the Ketores, there was another Kohen standing in the Azara stirring all of the blood of the par that he had that he had shechted, making sure that the blood didn't congeal. So once the Kohen Gadol finished the Ketores and said his little tefillah, he then came out and he continued to do the avoda with the dam hapar. So what did he do? Not al sadam mishnah gimel, not al sadam mimishayim memarisbo. He took the blood from the guy that was mixing it the whole time. Nichlas amakom shenichnas va'amad b'makom sha'aman, and he came into the place that he had come in previously, meaning the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he stood in the place that he had stood previously, meaning between the Shnei Bade Aron, and he sprinkled seven times upward, one time upward and seven times downward in the direction of the Kaporas on top of the Aron. He didn't aim to sprinkle on the upper part of the Kaporas or on the lower part. He didn't throw the blood so far that it actually hit the covering of the Aron. He just threw it onto the floor. The first sprinkling was a spot that was far from himself, and the next seven were a little bit closer to where he was. Like a person who whips another person, you start from the top of the back and you work down the back a little closer to yourself. So over here also, when he was sprinkling the blood, he started a little bit distant from himself, and then he worked a little bit closer to himself. And then he would count as he was doing it, and he would say achas. When he sprinkled upward in the upward motion, he said achas. And then as he was doing in the downward motion, the seven sprinklings, achas v'achas, achas v'shtayim, achas v'shalosh, achas v'arba, achas v'chamesh, achas v'shesh, achas v'sheva. This always reminds me whenever I see this Mishnah and we go through the Avodah and Yom Kippur. Always reminds me of when Rav Aaron Soloveitchik used to walk through yeshiva after he had his stroke, and every step was an Avodah. Every step was difficult for him to take. So he did it with excruciating pain, how he would take each step. For those who were in yeshiva in the 90s, we remember it's a memory you cannot forget. And when he was walking, he would count his steps, and he would say achas, achas v'achas, achas v'shtayim, meaning everything was based in Torah and based in his perception of the lamdas of the Kohen Gadol and Yom HaKippurim. And he felt that was his avoda, to be able to carry himself to give shiurim and to continue to be marbitz Torah. Anyway, yotzev inichu al Kan Hazav Shebehechal. After he finished doing all the sprinklings, he came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim and he put the kli that had the blood of the par on a golden stand in the Hechal to place it down. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Beis we learned that in the Tkuf of Bayis Sheni, when they didn't have an Aron, there was just the Evan Shasiya that was there, and that's where he burnt the Ketores on the Evan Shasiya, which protruded three esbos above ground level. In Mishnah Gimel we learned how he would take the blood of the par where from the guy who was mixing it the whole time, and he went back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he sprinkled one time upward, seven times downward, not directly on the kaporis of the Aron, but in that direction. That one time upward was a little bit further distant from himself, and then seven times downwards, a little bit progressively closer to himself, and he counted, achas, achas, viachas, etc. And then he left the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he put the kli that had the blood in it on a golden stand that was in the Heichal. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with Perakei, Mishnah Dalet.